Angela, one of her friends, this summer, caught about a dozen lightning bugs and put in our house at night and didn't tell us about it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine waking up in the middle of the night and seeing those things lighting up in your bedroom?
Well, you know, I never... It's a hard, very seldom ever see a lightning bug now. A long time ago, it was just everywhere you looked, it was just flashing.
We have a lot of them where we live, just all over the place. The kids, after supper, spend a lot of time catching them and letting them rest. They sure filled our house full of them. What do you call those things that you dig up to go fishing with?
Earthworms.
What do you call the hard shell thing that can pull itself into its shell, its head and legs? What do you call it?
Gopher.
Do you have other names for it? If it lives at the water, what would
a turtle.
Call it? The kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams, it's got claws, and when you turn it over a rock, it often swims away backwards.
Crawfish.
Did you ever call it crawdad?
Crawdad. I believe I always call them crawfish.
What do you call the small, fantail sea animals with a thin, almost transparent shell that are caught by dragging nets along the bottom of the bay, gulf, or stream? At the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of the little pink things, and you sometimes they're battered and fried.
Shrimp.
The insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it, when you grab it, powder comes off on your hand. It flutters.
Camelfly.
Did you ever call
it
something?
Moth.
What? Do you call the thing that gets in your woolen clothes and lays eggs or eats up the woolen cloth?
Moth.
This is a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around swamp places or damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. It's long. And
mosquito fly.
What kind of stinging insects do you have?
Wasps, bees, yellow jackets, ants.
Do you have the kind that makes a big paper nest that look like that?
Every once in a while you can find one, a hornet.
Right. I know that the Holmes has had a hornet nest.
I had one time. This man gave it to me. It was huge. He shot it down with his gun. Up it, way up in the
tree.
Did
it have any wasps in it, did it?
Hornets, huh?
No, wasps usually have their nests in the ground, don't they?
No, they just build yellow jackets mostly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. We had those. What do you call that thing that makes its nest out of dirt? You're finding out on the
dirt dog.
The things that fly around at night and bite, sometimes they carry malaria.
Mosquitoes.
What do you call those little tiny insects that you get on you when you go out black bear picking and they suck the blood?
Ticks.
The smaller ones than the ticks that suck the blood and they turn red.
Chiggers?
Do you ever call them red bugs?
Oh, red bugs, yeah. Chiggers are ticks. A tick. It's been a long time since I saw a red bug.
Oh, we
since
had them at our house when we moved that, the back lot. We had a lot of pines and pine straw. We had a miserable time. And we're scared of putting poison out because of so many children and animals. What are the insects, some green and some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Did you ever call them hopplegrass?
I never did,
but
I've heard
that.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the small fish that people use for bait or throw back in?
Mallards.
What do you find stretched across the corners of the room that's made by spiders?
Spider webs.
The parts of the tree that grows underground is called?
The root.
I don't know if you have this kind of tree here or not, but I'm going to try it anyway. It's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and a white scaly bark.